Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
I am the smartest man alive!
Spent hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
That Hansel's so hot right now.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
Get to the chopper!
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scab Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Hi, this is Nicole.
Hey, Nicole, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
Good luck, Nicole.
All right.
Thank you.
Woo, here's how it works. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite Raven back in. Ask him the same five questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, we're going to hook you up with a $100 gift card to Little Pub. You ready to do it, Nicole?
I'm ready.
Okay. Did you get a chance to listen to the cheat sheet yesterday afternoon with Kevin Begley at 3:30?
I didn't.
Okay, that's all right. Number one, this artist who brought sexy back was spotted in Greenwich this week having lunch at a health food cafe.
Justin Timberlake.
Number two, Christina Aguilera said on Jimmy Kimmel Live that she would do a collaboration with this toxic star despite decade-long rumors that they're rivals.
Britney Spears?
Number three, for the first time ever, a late-night host taped his show from Central Park in New York City last night. He took his house band, The Roots, with him.
Jimmy Fallon?
Number four, this former Sex and the City star was defeated in New York last night in her bid to secure the Democratic nomination to be governor.
Cynthia Nixon.
And number five, this EGOT winner has signed on as a judge of season 16 of The Voice.
Oh, I just saw this. John Legend.
All right, let's bring Raven back in. Raven!
Yo, how'd you do?
She got all five.
What? Come on.
All five.
That's nonsense. Let's see what I can do.
You've gotten all five the last 3 days. You think you can do it?
We're going to find out right now, aren't we?
You sound a little nervous.
You're stalling. Let's go. Question number one.
Number one, this artist who brought sexy back was spotted in Greenwich this week having lunch at a health food cafe.
Justin Timberlake.
That is correct. Everybody freaked out. I can't figure out why he was here. I have Googled. I have tried to figure it out. Mm. I hope he comes here all the time.
I was with Anna, and I can attest that she was completely worthless in everything else we were involved during her research time for that.
Yep. Number two, Christina Aguilera said on Jimmy Kimmel Live that she would do a collaboration with this toxic star despite decade-long rumors that they're rivals.
Britney Spears. She also talked about social media and what that would have been like if they were to they had that back then.
She said they would have squashed it. It would never have been an issue.
You like to think so, or else it would have blown up one or the other.
All right. Nicole's still leading you 5-2. You can't get any wrong. Number three, for the first time ever, a late-night host taped his show from Central Park in New York City last night. He took his house band, The Roots, with him.
The Roots. That's Jimmy Fallon.
That is correct. You stalled there. I got nervous.
It was close. I had to think. I had to keep them straight.
All right. Don't
almost
forget.
Went Kimmel.
Nicole got all five. Number four, this former Sex and the City star was defeated in New York last night in her bid to secure the Democratic nomination to be governor.
Cynthia Nixon.
That's also right. You need this last one to tie, Raven.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready.
Number five, this EGOT winner has signed on as a judge of season 16 of The Voice.
Well, I'll just guess that it's going to be John Legend.
That's right. Oh, Nicole.
Woo!
He beat you. So what that does mean is you get your own Anna and Raven mug, and we're going to invite you to please come play him again. What a great job you did today.
Yeah, a tie is great. Of course, winning is better.
It's Nicole from Guilford, and I can't beat Raven.
But a tie with five is as close as you're going to get, so that is still awesome. Hold on the line, okay?
All right, thank you.
Make sure you're listening at 3:30 this afternoon with Kevin Begley so you can get the first two answers to Monday's pop culture quiz.
The Anna and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.